Well, don't mind those people. General Buhari presented himself and debated singly without the ruling party in the election 2003, 2007, and 2011. Three past elections, General Buhari participated. He presented himself for debate, and there he was, all by himself. The ruling PDP refused to present their presidential candidate. So if they have avoided General Buhari three times in a sequence, now what is wrong in General Buhari saying, I will not participate this time around? But besides this, no, our issue, we have felt it very clearly. Mr. Jonathan doesn't know what is a debate. All he knows is abuse, insults, and the throwing of murder. So if you present yourself, you dignify Mr. Jonathan with a debate. He's just going to stand there and insult you, abuse you, and throw mud at you. So General Buhari is not available for that.
There are suggestions in the media in Nigeria saying that General Buhari seeks only one term, and that some powerful forces behind him are pushing him and then leave office for the so-called cabal behind him to take over running the administration of the country. What do you say to that?
If you follow the story, the one who said that is Governor Babangida Aliyu of Niger. Governor Babangida Aliyu said in the past that Mr. Jonathan had signed on to a single-term tenure. His own party, Jonathan's party, came out and called Governor Babangida Aliyu a liar. Mr. Jonathan didn't sign on to one term. He's now coming to say about a party of which he's not even a member. He said this about his own party, they called him a liar. What do you expect us to call him?
People have raised concern about General Buhari's health condition at the moment. They said his campaigns are really short and his speeches are very short. That shows that he might not be medically in a good health state to run the administration, which everybody says comes with a lot of pressure that affects somebody's health. Some of them have even demanded that he present a doctor's certificate declaring him fit.
I would say to them, thank you very much for your concern for General Buhari's health. But as it is now, as far as he's as fit as a fiddle, he's an athlete, he exercises very well, and his doctors have certified him fit. In any case, whoever said that the medical certificate is a requirement for running for an office in Nigeria? Did you read the story about the commissioner in Benue State who stood there and said Buhari will die of ill health? He collapsed and died shortly thereafter himself. A much younger person. So on this matter of death, I don't think there's a calendar as to who will go first. We certainly hope General Buhari will live long enough, do two terms, and be able to available to be of service to his own country.
Where is the next campaign stop after today?
24 hours from now, we'll be in Port Harcourt, River State, and we'll be doing the South-South Zona Rally. Each of the six geopolitical zones has been earmarked for a major rally. The one for Northwest is happening today. Tomorrow, you have South-South. On Saturday, we are going to be in Owerri, Southeast. And Monday, Iban, South. So on and on and on until, you know, it's taken around.
So what is the campaign's message to the people of Nigeria ahead of the March 28th presidential election?
The end to massive corruption and the stealing of money, government money, is soon to be over. Our messages are simple. That's why General Buhari keeps his rallies short. Four messages. We will tackle corruption. We will security. We will deal with the economy and unemployment. And then we'll tackle issues of infrastructure. Basically, straightforward messages. These are the things that the country needs.